Did you know that as a doctor, I was able to diagnose myself as a giant fool?
How about advance, handsome?
Hey, I thought that we agreed that you were going to call me before you did something stupid.
You're no fun. I'm gonna show you how to have some fun.
Like, whoa, what are you doing?
You said I was amazing.
Yeah, you are amazing, but you're also like my sister, my baby sister.
Well, I'm not a baby anymore. Thank you for noticing. Laurel doesn't even like you. She doesn't understand you. I do. Why can't she just see that?
Thea, it was a mistake to talk to you about girls and stuff. It was inappropriate, and I think it may have confused you.
Now, the rejection is pretty clear. And even if it wasn't, between my mom and Oliver and everybody in my entire life, I'm pretty much used to it by now as well. Tommy?
Yep.
Is Thea okay?
Oh, yeah, she just ate some bad crab cakes.
Are you sure it wasn't something she drank?
Don't worry. I got this. You can go back inside. Keep having fun. Looks like you're having a nice little do-si-do with a good doctor.
Tommy, I'm going to let you in on a little known secret about Dr. Carter Bowen. The man is a gigantic ass. And the only reason why I danced with him is because he wrote a massive check to CNRI. Why would you think anything else?
I guess when it comes to you, I tend not to think straight.
Can you call me a cab?
Absolutely not. I am taking you home. Get in.
I apologize for making such a scene.
Just feel better, okay? Hey, Tommy. I owe you a dance.
Yeah?
You earned it. Please don't hate me.